Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Every Monday following Cardinals football, head coach Ken Wisenhunt will join us here on Arizona Sports 620 at 5 o'clock. And first of all, coach, congratulations. Number two, how are you? And number three, what did it say to you about Kevin Cobb's professionalism and the heart of your defense, what you performed yesterday afternoon?
Well, thanks, Doug. I think we're very excited that we got the win. It was a tough-fought game, and to come out on top, I mean, that's kind of what we've been doing the last few games. I know this is the first game of the year, but the way we finished last season, and it says a lot about our team. And I think it says a lot about Kevin's professionalism and how he prepared and worked. And, you know, it's never easy when you go through a competition like he did for as long as he did and not to have the success at the end. It's easy to go the other way, but Kevin stayed focused. He had a good week of practice. And I'm very happy for him that he had that kind of success. I think, you know, I started to see it a little bit in the Tennessee game when we ran some of the no huddle and he looked good except for those couple of interceptions, and it certainly seems like that's carried over, and that's, you know, that's good for him and it's good for us.
Wiz, what did you tell your guys today when you got up in front of the team? How big of a win was this, and exactly what did you say to your team?
Well, Doug, Wolf. Sorry that I insulted you.
Thank you, Coach, for pointing that out.
I don't think that you can ever underestimate how important winning a division game is. You know, when you're talking about wanting to get into the playoffs and have a home playoff game, winning the division has got to be your first goal. So winning at home is, you know, that's important to us, and the fans were great yesterday, but getting the division win is something that was important to you. And you never know in that first game how things are going to go. And you've got to, you know, sometimes you're not sure what they're going to do. You don't know how the things that you've got in place are going to work. So you've got to adjust and you got to adapt. And it takes a mental toughness to be able to handle the highs and lows. Sometimes it goes smoothly. Sometimes it doesn't. Yesterday, a lot of up and down. But I told the team, we got the win. That was the thing that was the most important. There's a lot of things that we've got to work on to clean up because we can be an even better team offensively. You know, we did very good in the first half, moving the ball on sustained drives against a good defense. Defensively, we shut them down and played well. And special teams did a good job. But in the second half, you know, it's kind of different for us because usually we start slower and finish stronger. Yeah. And even though we finished strong in the fourth quarter, that third quarter was a lull for us. And that's an area that we addressed. But I just told them they played like a team. They believed in each other, which was really important. And they made plays at the end to win. And those are things that are critical to having a successful season.
Coach, there are quite a number of situations, teams, years, whatever, where with the way the calls went at the end of that game, the bogus timeout, things like that, somebody loses focus, bam, there's a touchdown, your team loses, and that's it. Did you actually talk to your team, or what kind of preparations did you make for what could be a controversial call at the end of a game and have your guys keep their focus and not let any of those situations affect your defense?
Well, we specifically talked about there not being an excuse. You know, it doesn't matter who's officiating the game. There are going to be times when the calls are not correct. And there's going to be times when they are. But you can't let that affect how you play. And I'm convinced that starting out 1-6 last year and rebounding the way we did, we developed a mental toughness that we can block that out and just play, no matter what's thrown at us. And a lot of those guys are the guys that are on our team now. And the big challenge that you have is bringing the rookies along. And I'll tell you a good example of that. Bobby Massey yesterday played a good game. The game didn't seem too big for him. It didn't matter that he was a rookie going up against a good defensive front, against a good pass rusher. You know, kind of the mentality was going to show up and play. And that's what happened at the end. I don't think any of our guys complained. They were just ready. Even though Seattle got the extra timeout, you know, it was a huge advantage for them. Nobody complained. They just continued to make plays, and that's what's critical.
Wiz, what did you think about the offensive line and the offensive line play overall?
It's an interesting question because We talked in the preseason about how we'd been a better running football team, and yet we didn't protect very well in the preseason. So, you know, there's a lot of questions about our line. I thought yesterday it was kind of the reverse. We protected very well. Our guys did a great job, once again, against a very good pass-rushing team, but we didn't run the ball the way we wanted to. So I think that we got to continue to build off of this from a protection thing. We were in tune. DeAnthony Batiste did a very good job against Clemens, who's one of the best pass rushers in the league. Like I said, Bobby Massey did a nice job. Our interior three, as far as picking up the twist stunts and the linebacker pressures and the safeties coming in conjunction with the back and the tight ends, did a good job. So I thought that the line played well from protection. But, you know, we had a chance to capitalize on some plays in the run game, and we didn't get that done. We had one guy that missed the block, and when you're going against an eight-man front like we were, you got to take advantage of those opportunities. So that's the one thing that was disappointing about yesterday. But, you know, like I said, protection was such a big deal for us. I was very pleased with that.
Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf here on Arizona Sports 620. I can't imagine how sick you are of answering questions in regards to Kevin Cobb standing in the locker room, how the guys react to him, his leadership abilities and things like that. But the reason why I'm asking you about it is I think it's important for listeners to really know how your players reacted to that touchdown. You know, normally a game touchdown like that, everybody runs to the guy that caught it. You run and celebrate with Andre Roberts. And it seemed like you had 80 players dressed the way so many people ran directly to Kevin Cobb to celebrate with him. What did that say to you?
Well, I think there was a lot made of the competition and how the locker room sided with one guy. None of that ever came from our team or our players, and that was never anything that I saw or had any doubts about. And I think they liked both guys. They knew that it was that however it came out, that was the way it was going to go, and they were going to support either guy. But I think, you know, in this league, it's such a tough business that guys respect when you're a pro. And when Kevin did what he did, with the setback from where he was about not being the starter, the way he worked in practice that week and then last week, and then when he gets his opportunity, he goes out there and has success. Guys like that. You know, like I said, it is a big-time respect factor, and that means a lot. So it was good for Kevin, and it was good to see him do that.
Wiz, Andre Roberts seems to be taking on a greater role here and more responsibility in the offense. Is that true? I mean, it just seems that way to me watching him play. Is this guy ready to take the next step?
Well, I think he did that last year in a lot of ways that we just didn't see because we missed opportunities with some of the things that we were trying to do. Yesterday we saw him make some plays in critical situations. We saw early Doucette step up and make some big plays in the first half with some big catches, you know, and it was, I think that sometimes there's going to be different times in games where different guys have to step up. There's no question in my mind. Andre has grown considerably since we drafted him a few years back, and he's a very good receiver right now, and he can do a number of different things for you, and we're going to ask him to do a number of different jobs, like it's the ball carrier on a reverse, blocking an outside linebacker sometimes in the run game. He's going to have to play the slot. He's going to have to play outside. And when you got a guy that has the confidence that Andre does now that's producing on the field like he did in preseason and like he did yesterday, it can only help take pressure off Larry Fitzgerald. You know, when you add some of the other guys in there like Michael, even though he didn't really have an opportunity to make an impact yesterday, he's growing. And early Doucette does a great job for us. So, you know, you like the versatility of that group and the way you're having guys make plays.
Coach, after John Skelton played so well in the first half and had so many struggles in the third quarter, where is he at mentally and physically right now?
Well, he made a great throw on the play that he got hurt to Andre to get us out of the hole for a first down on 2nd and 15. And I thought that was a great sign. It's unfortunate that he'd gotten hurt at that point. But you learn from it. You know, I think we made a lot of progress with him starting the game. He looked very good in the first half and made some really good throws and did a great job. And it wasn't just him in the third quarter. It was everybody. We just didn't get it done the way we needed to get it done. But a lot of times that burden falls on the quarterback. So we looked at it today. mentally, he's in a great place. I think he has a lot of confidence. The one thing that he said to me after the game was he was seeing the field so much better. He was more comfortable with everything that was going on, and that's an important step for a quarterback. So I think he's got something to build off of, and you know, he's going to work hard to get healthy and be ready to go again.
On that note right there, Wiz, did the Seahawks do anything differently in that third quarter from what they did in the first half? Did they make any halftime adjustments?
No, they didn't play anything differently. They brought a little bit more pressure, and when you do that, you got to be able to make some plays in the pass game. And what happened was we missed some throws. We missed some opportunities to split them in the run game because we'd fall off a block. And when that happens, it puts you in second down and long, or if you right. try to do it on second and medium, you know, you get yourself in situations where you got to make a play in the pass game. And we just missed those opportunities in the third quarter and never could get on a roll. It seems like that's something that we've just got to work through. And I think you identify what happened, but, you know, they're a good defense, but we've got to be better than we were in the third quarter.
Do you, as of now, do you know who your starting quarterback is for New England, or is it something you don't even worry about?
Well, I'm not concerned about it right now. I think that, you know, we'll see how the week progresses. Obviously, John's got to get healthy, but Kevin's got to prepare just like he did last week and be ready to go. And I'm sure that he'll do that, so I haven't really worried about that too much right now.
Wiz, playing against New England, where do you think you really need to improve from week to week?
Well, I think that we got to build off what we did last week. Every week, games are going to be different, and how you have to compete and win those games is going to take a different mindset. And going into New England, where we didn't play well the last time we were there, not that that has anything to do with this game, we know we're going against a good quarterback, an offense that's productive. We've got to be just as disciplined as we were yesterday, and it's a different kind of discipline. It's not so much making sure the quarterback doesn't beat you with the feet, which we were worried about yesterday, but making sure we're good in our zones, that we're covering the combinations that they throw at us, and that we're ready for an up-tempo offense. And offensively, you know, we've got to control the ball better, and we've got to score some points. That's the big thing when you're on the road. So a lot of those things, and special teams-wise, let's face it, we can't give up those two big plays that we did in special teams and think we're going to go on the road and beat a team like New England. So we had, if you have 30 special teams plays in a game, 28 of them were fantastic. We blocked two kicks. We were very physical in our coverage. We had opportunities for returns with Patrick, but we had two big plays which changed field position. So those are the things that you have to be aware of going into New England.
Coach, I know that it's a team game, but so often the media drives conversations with you and asks you questions, and you don't get a chance to just sit and talk football. Who was it player-wise in this game for the Cardinals that no member of the media has asked you about that you want to give, you know, 30 seconds to, or who stood out to you?
You know, Doug, it's a team sport. I'm happy with the way our guys played as a team yesterday. We had a lot of guys that played very well. Young guys, old guys, that's really to me what it's about. You know, I'll let the media single out the guys that they want to single out. And if you do it consistently enough as a player, you'll get that attention. But I'm very pleased with our young guys. I'm very pleased with our veteran leadership and the way we played together as a team.
Good luck against New England.
Thanks.
Congratulations, Wiz.
Thanks. I'll talk to you guys.
That's head coach Ken Wisenhunt. We go in the red zone with Coach at 5 o'clock every Monday afternoon.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.